So even though it might not seem like it, our scripture today still connects back to what we've been going over the past couple weeks. Everything that we've talked about since the Good Samaritan has been about lessons of how to be a disciple. Lessons in what it means to be part of discipleship. In general, Luke is about hospitality throughout, not just in these couple chapters. And hospitality is a part of discipleship. Specifically, when we looked at the Good Samaritan, we looked at the importance of love. Love of neighbor, every single neighbor. Love of God. And then we looked at Mary and Martha last week, where we talked about the importance of balance. Being a good disciple means both listening to God's word and doing God's word. Doing God's work in the world. Now we come to this week. Part of being a good disciple, part of discipleship, is having an intimate relationship with God. And so, at the disciples' request, Jesus tells them how to pray. Now, when the disciples say specifically, God, Jesus, Lord, tell us how to pray, they're not necessarily looking specifically for a list of instructions on how to pray. Rather, they're looking for a specific prayer that applies to their community. A prayer that identifies them as followers of Jesus. It was common then for each teacher that went around, both in the Jewish tradition and continuing on in the Christian tradition, that each teacher had a specific prayer. And so if you were in that group of disciples, you knew the prayer. The disciples are saying, Jesus, teach us your prayer, just like John the Baptist did. We're no longer followers of John the Baptist, we're followers of you. So we need a new prayer. They're asking for identity. They're asking for Jesus to be a model for them. They're asking for a prayer that when they go out into the world will know who they are by their prayer. They don't come with specific questions or requests, but they want to know, they want the peace, they want the spirit, the wisdom that their leader, Jesus, already has in prayer. They're looking to model Jesus. And so, we look now. This way of praying is still with us. As I said with the children's sermon, with our breaking down of the Lord's Prayer, sometimes we memorize the prayer so much we forget what it's asking. We get so busy reciting the Lord's Prayer that we forget to pray the Lord's Prayer. Don't get me wrong, there is definitely some comfort in the reciting of it, especially when you're sitting with someone at their deathbed and the only thing they can remember is the Lord's Prayer. God is present in that moment, and the Spirit is present in that moment, and the prayer is powerful in that moment. And yet, sometimes reciting it is just reciting it. I asked my husband if I could use him as an example. He's never grown up in the church, but he knows the Lord's Prayer because he always said it with his Boy Scout troop. For him, it's a matter of reciting it. When he hears it, he says it. Yet we still have conversations, the two of us, and with other pastor friends about what does the Lord's Prayer really mean. He's been saying the Lord's Prayer since he was a young boy. Yet, just being around me within the past 10 years, is he really starting to understand what it means? And because he hasn't grown up in the church, it still doesn't have quite the same meaning for him. Sometimes the Lord's Prayer is just another recitation. So what does the Lord's Prayer mean for us in our daily lives? We've already reviewed some of the words to make the Lord's Prayer part of us. But prayer is also about action. As the Reverend Rob McCoy said in one of his sermons on prayer, the Lord's Prayer can't just be words we recite. It is a prayer that we live. It is one thing to say the words of the Lord's Prayer, but it is an entirely different thing to live the Lord's Prayer. When you live the Lord's Prayer, it becomes more than words that you say. It is the choices you make, the grace you show, the forgiveness you give, and the bread you share. And I would add that it is the people that you invite to be in communion with you. The disciples wanted to pray like Jesus, but what does it mean to pray like Jesus? It means praying with action, with our daily lives supporting what we say and pray. Jesus challenged the status quo. Jesus asked questions. Jesus invited the taxpayer to his table and others who were on the outside of society. Praying like Jesus means not just requesting or asking for things for ourselves, for things that we think we need, but praying for others. It means being open to others. It means being open to answers that we might not like. It means being open to God being intimate in our lives and influencing our lives. The Lord's Prayer shows up in Scripture twice, here in Luke and in Matthew. And there are a couple differences that make Luke special. First of all is the placement. As I talked about, it is part of the how to be a disciple with the Good Samaritan and Mary and Martha. But also, at the end, Jesus says that it is about the Holy Spirit. Jesus says the Holy Spirit comes down. The Holy Spirit is the good thing. The Lord's Prayer in Luke is about inviting the Holy Spirit in our lives to work throughout our lives. The other thing that's special about Luke is Luke uses us language. The Lord's Prayer is not just about individuals, but it is about being in community. This is why saying the Lord's Prayer is important to say every Sunday, even though sometimes it feels like we're just reciting it. There is power in saying the Lord's Prayer together. There is power in being community. God comes to us. The Holy Spirit comes to us in that moment. And we are connected. There is power, because sometimes in those moments there are those of us that are strong, and there are those of us that come saying the Lord's Prayer with requests. When we say it in community, we are together. We are in relationship with one another and with God. The rest of our scripture in Luke talks about ultimately how to pray. It's a reminder of how to pray. If you think about it, the Lord's Prayer is actually pretty simple. When you break it down, it talks about keeping God's name holy and alive in the kingdom. It covers sustenance, relationship, and safety. Basics of life. It doesn't have big fancy words. When we come to pray to God, whether in community or by ourselves, we don't have to have complex, pretty words. Faithful prayer is honest. Ask for whatever you need. It's okay. Say what's on your heart in your own words. It doesn't need to be complex. It doesn't have to have the big fancy words. Prayer is based on trust, and prayer is based on relationship. As we desire to give love and good things to those we love, we trust that God also gives us love and grace and every good gift. We pray, trusting that God will love us and forgive us no matter what words we use or say, no matter what things we ask for. And so we're invited to ask for anything. Now, granted, this scripture, "Ask and ye shall receive," has also been turned around and said, well, if you don't get it, God's not answering your prayer. Or it wasn't God's will. When really, all of our prayers are answered. Because when we pray, when we enter into that moment, God is with us. We enter into that intimate relationship with God in prayer. Now, all of our prayers might not be answered the way we want them to, but they are answered in that God, the Holy Spirit, is with us, working in us. So even though they might seem unanswered, they might not be what we want, sometimes it's what we need. Prayer is simple, honest, and offered in trust. It doesn't matter where we pray, what words we use to pray, whether we're standing, sitting, hands in the air, hands folded. What matters is that we enter into relationship, that we call upon the Holy Spirit. Don't let your nerves or being afraid to pray or to have the right word stop you from praying. For no matter how we pray, where we pray, when we pray, we trust and we know that God is with us, God loves us, and God will forgive us. And so I invite you, We're going to change up the prayer. Normally I do the pastoral prayer into the Lord's Prayer, but we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And this time we're going to pause after each little grouping. And then I'll go into the pastoral prayer. And as we pause, I invite you to take that moment to express those words in your own words, to connect with the Holy Spirit.